Good morning, a Monday morning. You know what that means. Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, and on this 1st of May, May Day. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk about Governor Andrew Cuomo. Very interesting column in the paper today with the headline, "Lose Your Job, Then Be Prez." What's this about?
Well, there's a lot of Democrats who feel that if Andrew Cuomo is really serious about running for president in 2020, it may be better for him to forego a re-election run in 2018. Several factors. One, if he serves out his second term, which ends at the end of 2018, it puts him right in the middle of the presidential cycle. 2019, it would allow him unfettered to go to Iowa and New Hampshire and other early states and try to build support without having to answer questions at home about why he's not here. He wouldn't have to deal with any unexpected problems that crop up that could, you know, hurt his candidacy. And he would also be able to avoid questions about are you or aren't you, which really plagued his father and gave him the moniker Hamlet on the Hudson.
In your analysis, Ken, do you see the governor not going for a third term here?
No, I think it's probably more likely he doesn't run for president than not running for re-election. But, you know, look, the reality is if he didn't run for re-election, it's not like he would be an ex-governor for a number of years where people tend to forget about you and you don't have the bully pulpit. It literally would put him right in the middle of when you should be out and about trying to raise money, trying to build an infrastructure, and traveling the state to meet people. But I think Andrew Cuomo was safe. He likes to be in power, and I don't see him not running, but you never know.
Another possible race in your column today, it has to do with a member of the IDC. Explain.
Yeah, this is kind of strange. You don't usually hear about state Senate primaries 16 months in advance of an election, but Robert Jackson, a former city councilman who ran for state Senate last year in Upper Manhattan, has said he is going to primary the woman who won, Senator Marisol Alcantara, who is a member of the Breakaway Independent Democratic Conference. And not only has Jackson said he's going to run, but over the weekend I was told that Michael Lasher, who also ran in the primary last year and actually came in second, beating out Jackson by a little bit, he's going to support Jackson. They feel they want to get rid of the IDC, that the IDC is emboldening the Republicans, as they say, and they want a mainline Democrat to win. So already you're starting to see maneuvering against the IDC. You know, opposition to the IDC has really grown ever since Donald Trump won election, and I think you're going to see a lot of liberals, progressives, and the Senate Democrats themselves go after them in the primaries next year.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays for more NYDailyNews.com. Ken, thanks so much.
Anytime. Be well.